Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Mr. Umberto Lucchini, owner and founder of Wool Spirit, producer of Blood, Sweat, and Tears Vodka, and importer of Tom of Finland Organic Vodka. Mr. Lucchini, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure to be there. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you out. Looking forward to hearing some details here today from you. So for starters, and a good place to start, tell us about your life story in the most brief fashion as possible. I know that might be probably a loaded question for you, but let's start there.
Yeah, well, as the name probably gives indication, I was born and raised in Italy, in Milan. And after high school, I left and went to London, did my studies there, got my bachelor there. And that kind of took me away from Italy for nearly two decades. From there, I moved. I took a job pretty much starting with Ferrari in Formula One. And that took me all over the world for 8 years. I literally enjoyed the lifestyle of glamour motor racing. And in the early 2000s, I had the opportunity of actually going back into what is management with Campari. And the bitter aperitif, iconic in Italy and distributed in over 190 countries all over the world. And I was lucky enough to be sent to America to work on the Campari brand for the U.S. market in the early 2000s, which basically projected my career to the next level because, one, America is probably the biggest, by far the biggest, the most profitable market in spirits, and second, it is a brand-oriented market. So brands really flourish in a country like the U.S. And I moved here in 2005, and I became an American citizen and adopted the country as my home. I never went back to Italy or Europe. And 2 years ago, I decided to take my career to a different level. And probably taken a bit by the Bay Area, because I was based in San Francisco, by the Bay Area entrepreneurial spirit, I decided to go it alone. Within Campari, I had the opportunity of rebranding and repositioning completely and launching a new brand, which gave me the instinct of saying, well, this is maybe something I would really like to do for myself as well. So 2 years ago, I left corporate world, and I decided to face the challenge of waking up in the morning without having a set agenda on what you're supposed to do, and set up a company with spirit and created one brand, and then helped in developing another one that we are now importing from Finland. But that basically is 46 years of my life in a nutshell.
That's certainly an interesting background. You did a great job in summarizing that and hitting the highlights. Good job on that. Tell us what made you leave Campari America.
So it was really twofold. It's the moment. It's like if you compare it to when you're growing up as a kid in the family. There's a moment when you're reassured by being in the family, and that were my early years within the company, having a corporate structure that allowed me to learn, make mistakes without paying massive, big prices, observe, but and the time to grow. But then, just like in a family, you realize that the family is too small for you, and you need to move out. You need to move out and test your own skills. And this is what happened 2 years ago. I realized that what the corporate world was reassuring me in my earlier years was becoming a constraint later, and I just felt the need and didn't see the risks of going it alone. And the moment that you get to that tipping point where you're realizing that the benefits outweigh the risks, that's where you take the decision to leave corporate world. And it's not related to the company, which treated me incredibly well and allowed me actually to move to America. It's really related to a whole philosophy of work life balance. And so, yeah, that it was really the sense of trying to accomplish something that could stand, under my name, and prove myself, mainly to myself, that I can do, I can create a brand outside a corporate, classic corporate environment.
Good stuff there and a good share. Really appreciate that. Now, looking at Wolf Spirit, tell us more about the company and the vision and some of the details there.
Sure. On one side, when I've always had a fascination and appreciation of the animal, of the wolf. And what I've always liked about the wolf is its ability of being fascinating and at the same time scary. Is the ability of being a loner, but also a pack, like the wolf pack. So being able to live in a team, but also being very loner of an animal. And it's just a beautiful aesthetic, a beautiful. So when I left Campari, I always had this thinking of saying, well, somehow in my future, there has to be wolves in it. Is it a brand? Is it a company? Whatever. And so that kind of became a bit the DNA and the philosophy of the company. And I found the right partners that we decided to get together and create a vodka and launch it in the U.S. market. We totally embraced the spirit of the wolf, which is exactly what I told you about being a loner, but at the same time working closely together in a small pack team, being fearful, but at the same time beautiful and fascinating and tempting and captivating. And we definitely decided, okay, our brands are going to be like that. They have to be brands that somehow stand out, make an impact, are for a select few in terms of targeting, but it can actually work in a portfolio. And so we decided to create a vodka, mainly because it was an opportunity for us to disrupt a category that is considered boring right now. Everybody's excited about brown spirits, be it whiskey, tequila. Everybody's really into brown spirits. And we decided we want to take head on vodka, which is by reputation is considered fairly aesthetically driven and not with a lot of intrinsic value. We decided to actually create those. We set our headquarters in Eugene, Oregon, because Pacific Northwest represents for us a bit it's where craft is pretty much made and where the culture of people who get things done is really very strong. So we wanted a headquarter that represented also a culture and had an identity. And then we created a brand called Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And I'll go in a bit more detail on that in a second. But what is crucial to understand is on Wolf Spirit is that Wolf Spirit, consider it a brand incubator that creates brands that have a unique personality that is lifestyle-oriented, and it's out there to make an impact and to be noticed. Here, the importance is really to be noticed. Hopefully loved, but definitely to be noticed. And the people in our team, we have three people at the distillery. Our master distiller, he's a total like me, has a background that always wanted to push the boundaries and wanted to get outside corporate world. And he moved to Eugene, Oregon, literally to test his own notions, because he always was a Southern California guy, and he wanted to discover a bit more the craft culture that Oregon and the Pacific Northwest have. So Wolf is really, it's not just the animal, it's really the lifestyle that is behind the team.
Once again, well explained, well thought of, and well thought out. No doubt about that. In reference to your brand and the name, The Wolf and Wolf Spirit, today we are joined by Umberto Lucchini, owner and founder of Wolf Spirit, producer of Blood, Sweat, and Tears Vodka, and importer of Tom of Finland Organic Vodka here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, taking things further, tell us about Blood, Sweat, Tears Vodka, and tell us about Tom of Finland Vodka. Get into some of those details as well.
Sure, my pleasure. So when everybody who asks me, what's the name of your vodka, I always kind of have this doubt of saying, well, it's a long name, which normally in marketing they always advise you against. But at the same time, it's a term and it's a sentence that everybody can associate to and has a clear, deep meaning that kind of touches at the heart of every human being. And the reason why I went for this name is really driven by the concept of getting of taking risks the moment I left corporate world. And the moment I left corporate world, I knew I was taking a risk, and I knew that the journey would have been more important than the destination, and I knew that the journey would have been a straight line. And it just came instant to me after a few months of life outside the corporate world with the risk, the uncertainties, that I was going through I would have gone through a period of a lot of blood, a lot of sweat, and a lot of tears. And this, I just Googled it and looked at, I went to the trademark office website. I looked at blood, sweat, and tears, wondering if it was free for the spirits category. I saw it free. I registered the trademark without even knowing what the bottle would have looked like, what the marketing campaign and the consumer target and so on. I just felt this is such a strong meaning. It's not ideal maybe because it's not a one-word simple brand, but everybody can speak to it. And so this is really the concept behind Blood, Sweat, and Tears, is that its core meanings are all about individualism, maker culture, and changing your own life. And what does that take? That takes a lot of blood, a lot of sweat, and obviously a lot of tears. And that also translated into a packaging that has all three elements really stand out in a very artistic and creative manner. So BSD, as we say internally, but it's also kind of the short acronym. BSD is really the first brand that Wolf Spirit is bringing to market. And it's just a pure reflection of its founders and its team values. The second brand that we have, which is called Tom of Finland, this is actually a much bigger proposition. So Tom of Finland was an icon, an artist, in the previous century, in the 20th century, who basically through his art and through his creative expression tore down the walls around the gay community and around the expression of masculinity for the gay community. And his artwork is iconic for any artist of any background. And so Tom of Finland, Finnish guy, who left Finland and had to come to America to express, obviously, his sexual orientation, but also his art. And with a couple of colleagues and friends of mine from Finland, we were able to secure the trademark for the liquor category, and we created and developed a vodka made in Finland, 100% organic, wheat and rye, which really represents the strength and the core of the Finnish culture over there. And we were able to secure images from his original artwork to put on the bottle just to represent this iconic person that was Tom of Finland. And the principle behind it, his legacy, his relationship with the fact that he created a foundation and how this foundation is supporting the gay culture around the world, not just the U.S., it's an amazing story. And similar to Blood, Sweat, and Tears, you have another vodka which really speaks to lifestyle and culture. And it's an amazing story, and there's no brand out there that is genuinely created for the gay community by the gay community. And this is really an incredibly exciting story because it's a story that's bigger than us. It's the story of a lifetime commitment for freedom of the gay movement.
Well, you certainly know where you're heading, and that is so important, knowing that and also in getting your message out. It's certainly loud and clear. Where do you see Wolf Spirit in 5 years looking ahead?
So what I learned in my 2 years of it as an entrepreneur is that your long-term plans are dead just like you are long-term. So it's good to have a vision, but you also have to pay the bills every month and have your feet on the ground. So let's say that we are starting with a goal to be in 25 states for both brands by the end of the year. That makes half of the country for a relatively small team and two completely new brands. fighting with obviously the biggest players in the industry. I would say by next year we'll be all over the country for sure. In 5 years, I would like to have two lifestyle brands that are meaningful to a lot of consumers, and especially people are in love. Brand love for me is the number one priority. Financial results are secondary. I'm not doing this for financial reasons. If finances were my motivator, I would have stayed in my corporate world, which would have secured me salary, bonus, and what else. Here, I'm really doing it because it's a lifestyle opportunity to impact something in culture there that a small percentage of what's happening out there, I can claim I was part of the trend. And the beat, the heartbeat that you get when you go in a bar and you see your bottle on the back bar, it's worth all the pain that you have to go through to get there. So in 5 years, I want Wall Street to be a solid company with a reputation of creating lifestyle brands that are iconic, meaningful, and provide a reason to be in the market. Hopefully we're making some money along the way.
Well, you've certainly got the priorities in proper order, and you've done a great job on branding from the name and the reason and the vision. So well done in all regards. In 60 seconds or less, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion, a final thought, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, it's not everybody's for an entrepreneurial world, obviously, but all the most iconic and successful brands in history and beyond spirits have been created by guys who were misfits within their own culture and within their own environment, who decided to go outside the circle that was built around them. These are the people who created the most iconic brands, who then became big companies and big corporations. And Campari is one of them as a brand in itself back in the 18th century. So my only thing is, if your heart is in it, make a difference, go for it. Because the rewards go way beyond anything that financially can be described. And it's really for the misfits out there. The entrepreneurial opportunity is unbelievable.
Umberto, certainly appreciate your joining us here today and introducing Wolf Spirit and your brand to the audience. Where can listeners get further information on Wolf Spirit and its products, and how could one also be in touch as needed?
Yes, so all three have websites. I would recommend bstvodka.com for Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and tomoffinlandvodka.com for Tom of Finland. There's a lot of details about the people, the products, and the marketing opportunities and partnerships that we have on both brands. Great stories, great visual, great creative content. And also you start to see where we are being sold and being bought.
And again, we'll drop links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Lucchini, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. Have a good rest of the day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Umberto Lucchini, owner and founder of Wolf Spirit, producer of Blood, Sweat, Tears Vodka, and importer of Tom of Finland Organic Vodka. And for further details, visit wolfspiritdistillery.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.